Good Friday night, everyone. It's playoff time at Lobo Stadium. Mike Richardson with Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris here with you. We've got Longview and Temple bi-district action. To tell you all about it, here's Brent Taylor.
Well, for district 12-6A, we've got Temple. They're 8-2 on the season, 7-1 in district play, and they're a tough out. They're a tough opponent. Longview, 11-6A, 10-0, and 6-0.
Yeah, Temple lost their first game of the year when they played Cedar Ridge, and the next time they lost was really for the district championship against Midway, and it was a game that they actually got blown out in. But you probably looked at the films this week. I did. And it was one of those freak games where everything went wrong for Temple. They gave up a fumble return for a score. They threw an interception. There was a bunch of stuff, and they kind of imploded. And I don't think that's any indication of how good this team really is and can be. I mean, they got three rushers on the team that have all rushed for over 800 yards. Howard and Willis, the two quarterbacks, and Howard sometimes running back, and then Anthony Jackson, their main running back, all of those guys over 800 yards. In Longview's case, Caden Meredith does almost all of it, and he's got 1,295, but they can mix it up. They've got some big playmakers. Their quarterback's an outstanding quarterback. He's thrown Vance Willis. He's thrown for 1,672 yards, which is actually more than Haynes King has, who's thrown for 1,588. Now, it's just a stat, and a lot of it has to do with how often you throw and all that. But nonetheless, it's a lot of yardage. They've actually averaged more points per game than us. I mean, I think this is a really difficult or potentially a really difficult opponent that Longview's starting off with, and I think that this will be an interesting game.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Lobo Stadium. This playoff game, a bi-district game, Temple and Longview. The winner of the tonight's game gets...
The winner of Jesuit and Garland Lakeview, and most people think Jesuit's the favorite in that game. You know, we played them a couple of years ago. And
we've got Longview tonight. Longview coached by John King and Temple coached by Scott Stewart. This is a sixth meeting between the two teams. Longview's 1-3 and Temple's 1-2.
You know, one thing I didn't talk about on our defense, but the ability to pressure the quarterback, which we've done really well the last few weeks. And I think that may be another key to the game if we continue to put pressure on the quarterbacks as we've done the last few weeks.
What a beautiful night for football, John. No wind. Probably the temperature about the low 50s, maybe upper 40s. What a beautiful night.
It's a perfect night and perfect way to start the playoff run. And we hope it is a run this year.
Longview in their green jerseys, white numbers, white pants, and gold socks. Temple in their blue jersey, white jerseys, blue numbers, blue pants on the front and white on the back, and blue helmets. Temple won the toss, and they'll defer to the second half.
Which means that we're going to take the football. This gives you the opportunity to go, especially with Longview's offense. It's been averaging over 40 points a game and been outstanding the whole year. If you could start and make them play from behind early, I think that's what you'd like, especially here at home where we have a big advantage in the crowd.
Look at the crowd, by the way. Good thing you mentioned that. This is easily the largest crowd we've had here in a couple of years.
Adrian Guzman to kick it off for Temple. Back to return it will be Shannon Jackson along with Caden Meredith. Playoff football as it should be. Two good teams, 8-2 Temple and 10-0 Longview. 6A football. Here comes the kick. Guzman kicks it high and short. And it's going to be caught at the 26-yard line. And that's where Longview will scrimmage. False start to start the game. First and 15.
Well, that's not the way to start. Not the first play.
First down and 15.
You'd almost expect Longview to throw the football down with a first and 15, but we'll see. Twins to this side.
King back to throw it. Sets up. Goes deep down the field. Caught by Cosmore. He's loose. He's to the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown.
He was the inside receiver. He ran a flag route and broke free behind the secondary. you could see that coming. It was a perfect throw, a perfect catch, and Longview on the first play from Skimridge has a 68-yard pass completion for the touchdown.
Run a throw on to kick the extra point. King will hold it. 6-0 Longview. Gosmore came up big. Extra point attempt. King's going to hold it. Got it down. The kick is on its way. Blocked. They blocked the kick. 6-0. We'll be back on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute. Torres kicks it to the 5-yard line. Back up to the 10. 15, 20, up the field to 25, 30, across the field to the 35, 40, and finally tackled at the 46-yard line or 47-yard line.
That's a
so
long,
a nice return.
Long, nice return.
Three wides, far side of the field. Spread formation, as it will be all night for Temple. Willis back to throw. Sets up, going to go deep down the field. Got a man. It's caught, and it's going to be a touchdown.
Oh! Well, that's what we talked about, Brent, is that what they like to do is throw the ball up the field deep, and they like to throw it to the receiver, Quentin Jackson, and that's exactly what happened there. Is he gets behind the secondary of Longview and makes the catch.
Adrian Guzman on to kick the extra point for Temple. Nope, it's got to be Wagaman. Aaron Wagaman. Guzman will hold. Wagaman kicks it up, and it's good. Temple's got a 7-6 lead. We've got 11-10 to go in the first quarter. Back on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute.
Here's Temple.
Guzman with a kick. It's high, and it is short, and it's fielded there on the ground by Longview's tight end, Justin Beltran. Meredith out of the backfield. Back to throw comes King. Thrown over the middle, dropped.
Oh, my goodness.
Dropped by Kearney.
Oh, that's been killing us, Brent.
It sure has.
That was a big first down.
Longview's going to go for it on fourth down from the Temple 43-yard line. Fourth and a yard. They didn't block the linebacker that time. Eye formation. Quarterback sneak. King, first down. Got it to the 41. 7:01 to go in the first quarter. The clock moves here in Lobo Stadium. Two wides to the far side of the field. Under center is King. Play action pass, bootleg. They're going to throw it back to the end zone. Caught! It's caught there by Cosmore at the 1 yard line.
Cosmore, he had double coverage out there. Haynes King made the throw and he jumped up and pulled it down. It's a great catch by Kyle Moore. That's his second of the night.
Longview second and goal from Temple's 2-yard line. Bootleg pass. King's going to throw it. Caught! Caught by Pinchon for a touchdown.
Wow. It's a little
Austin Pinchon.
Bootleg rollout, and Pinchon, the tight end, comes across the back of the end zone, and the throw is made, and the catch is made.
12-7. Lomby's going to kick the extra point. Lomby with a 12-7 lead. King will hold. Got it down. The kick is on its way. And this time it's good. 13-7 Longview with 5:33 to go in the first quarter. Back on 106.5 the Jack FM. Torres kicks this one off, and Longview's there with a tackle at the 22-yard line. Third down and 12. Out of the backfield. Willis looks and looks and looks and throws it outside, and Longview's right there with a tackle.
Yeah, Longview's too fast for that player. A little swing pass out of the backfield, and it's just not going to work very often on Longview.
That brings Guzman on to punt it for Temple. 27-yard punt. No return. Longview football thrown 26. Three wide receivers far side. Now one comes back in most to the near side of the field. King's going to drop back to throw. He's going to throw it deep down the field for Hale. Caught it at the 18, out of the 30-yard line and inside the 25. First quarter is coming to an end. We'll be back on 106.5 the Jack FM. Longview 13 and Temple 7. Back in 1 minute. Third down and 10. Spread formation, Longview.
who press man on this side to, with Kyrus Moore.
Kings back screen, to throw, screen pass to Jaden Braden, 10-yard line, 5-yard line, touchdown.
Wow, that's the perfect call for the defense. They're playing man on the corners, press man, and Longview runs the screen play, and it works perfect. You know, we haven't done that as much this year as we have in the past,
yeah.
But we have always been effective when we run the screen.
Braden pulled up, turned up the field, and just went right on in, 225-pound senior tight end. Unafraid to kick the extra point. Longview's got a two-score lead, 19-7. Keys got it down. Unafraid's got it up. It's good. 20-7 Longview with 11:50 to go in the half. Back on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute. There's Torres with a kick to the 5-yard line. Back up the field. Across the field and tackled at the 16.
Malik Cannon
with a tackle. Third down and 10 for Temple, back at their own 16-yard line.
Well, they've been going deep to Jackson when they get in this situation, and he's the outside receiver on this side of the field.
There's Willis back to throw. Going to throw it deep down the field again. This one's incomplete. That's who they tried to go to, but he was well covered. This fourth down, and Temple have to punt it away. This one's going to go to Hale. Fair caught at the 48-yard line of Temple. King back to throw. Over the middle he goes. Caught by Meredith. Inside the 25-yard line.
Well, that's a nice play because Longview had trips to this side. The inside guy was Meredith, and he runs just a straight streak and gets behind the linebackers in front of the safety and makes a catch. And that's a play we hadn't seen very often. They probably don't film at all. And
option play. They pitch it back to Meredith. Around the corner, 10-5 touchdown.
Yep, there's a flag thrown. I think they're going to get Longview.
Well, Longview got a holding penalty at the spot of the foul, so that's going to move it back. 8:06 to go in the half. Longview leads 20-7. Wide receiver to the far side of the field, one near side. Motion back to the formation. King. Gives it a play-action pass.
No receiver, so he's going to have to run it.
He's going to run it, and he got it in. He got it in, I think. Yes, he did. He didn't have any receivers over there.
It was bootlegged. That's a naked bootleg, all right? There's nobody out there at all.
That was a naked bootleg, and King ran it in. Wow. There were no receivers to throw the ball to.
He looked up and he's like, somebody's supposed to be out there.
I kept looking for one. I couldn't find one. He just ran it in and dove for the pylon and got it home. Longview's got a 26-7 lead. His extra point attempt. It's up. And it's up and good. It is 27-7 Longview with 7:44 to go here in the first half. We'll be back on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute. Torres to kick it off. It's 27-7 Longview. Here's the kick. It's short. Fair catch signal and made at the 20-yard line. So Temple will bring it to the 25. Third and 8. Willis back to throw. Going to throw it. Incomplete. Fourth down.
That was a terrible pass, Brent.
It sure was. So instead of the 21, it's going to move Longview back inside the 15 to the 11. High formation, Longview. Jones, the fullback. They give it to Meredith up the middle. He comes. Oh, he got to the 33-yard line. And he almost had that one broken all the way for a touchdown.
Yep, one guy to beat. He was going to step into that one. If he beats the one guy left, he'd go all the way. As it is, he still picked up 20 yards.
There goes Meredith. This time he's in the clear. He's to the 40-yard line. He's to the 30-yard line. He's to the 20, to the 10, and wrestled down at the 7-yard line.
Well, that's pretty impressive on the part of Roman Jackson. As he finally runs Cade Meredith down, and we hadn't seen anybody do that this year.
No,
he did have an angle, but it was an impressive effort on his part.
It sure was. Not only is he fast, he weighs 190 pounds, and he runs with some authority when he runs.
Yeah, he's a quality back.
Second down from the 4-yard line. Second down and goal. Two wide receivers checking the game. 3 minutes to go exactly in this first half. Lombie's got a 27-7 lead. Spread formation. In the end zone, touchdown. Play action pass and a toss to the end zone, touchdown.
Jalen Braden is the receiver. Fourth touchdown of the night by Haynes King.
Play action pass.
Second for Braden.
Longview's 33 and Wildcat. The Temple is 7. 33-7 with 2:50 to go in the half. King will hold it. Unapre will put it up. Up and good. 34-7 Longview with 2:50 to go in the half. Back on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute. So Temple's going to get a penalty for delay of the game because the man who caught the ball wasn't the man who signaled the fair catch. This is going to be across the 15-yard line. It's third down for Temple.
Going to blitz from the far side. Here he comes.
Longview off the edge. They got him. Fourth down.
Longview sent the blitz, but they missed the tackle.
There's a flag on the play.
Yeah.
Back at the 16. Malik Cannon made the tackle.
Which is quite interesting because he's the guy that blitzed, missed the tackle, then turns around and catches him from behind. I mean, that tells you a little bit about Longview's pursuit on the ball.
Longview got a personal foul, face mask. Deep down the field. It's caught by Justin at the 30-yard line of Longview and down to 28. And Longview had it well covered, Shannon Jackson, but it was short, throwing ball thrown short. And Quentin Johnson's just a lot taller than Jackson. He caught the ball. Play action pass again. Willis is going to run it out of the pole. He took a lick.
Whoa, somebody.
Man, I think that might have been, yep, Tyshawn Taylor.
Who else would it be? He's just...
He undressed him. 30 seconds to go. Play action pass. Willis is going to run it out of the pocket. He's looking for somewhere to go down, and he did go down at the 27-yard line. So we go to halftime. Longview's got a 34-10 lead. We'll be back with more halftime stats in this bi-district game on 106.5 The Jack FM. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Here's the kick from Torres. High. Fumbles the football, and it went out of bounds.
He got a break there because Longview was all around it, but he drops it, and it rolls out of bounds, and they'll keep the football.
They sure will at their own 30-yard line. There's the give outside. Falls to the ground. Lost a yard. Fourth down.
Well, Anthony Jackson on the sweep and was going to try to turn it up the field, and his feet goes out from under him. He actually loses a yard. And
Campbell's going to punt it away.
68 yards.
What a player he is. John, to the near side of the field.
Yeah, I know.
They had three or four at an angle, and they couldn't get him, and Lombie's got a 40-10 lead. Here's Unapre. King will hold it.
That gives him 200 yards on the night. On 14 carries.
King gets it down, and Unapre gets it up. It's good. 41-10 Longview with 9:55 to go third quarter. Back on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute. And I don't think Longview will have to snap it one more time.
Yeah, this is it. Last play of the game.
Well, next Friday night we'll be at Kincaid, Longview Lobo Stadium. West, Jesuit will be the opponent, a 7:30 kick. Here's the old victory formation, and J.D. will put it down on the knee. And that'll do it. Longview has beaten Temple tonight in bi-district, 41-10. We'll be back with more football from Lobo Stadium with a wrap-up in 3 minutes.